Yes, we are back. Episode 527, Coffee Conversations. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Don't start a company unless it's an obsession and something you love. If you have an exit strategy, it's not an obsession, said Mark Cuban. We are back with Coffee Conversations, sitting down with the one and only Caesar, the guy who runs my business, to talk about all the behind the scenes, about how we're building our empire, the strategies, the launches, the programs, the products, all the behind the scenes of how we make it all work, and overcoming the overwhelm that seems to come when we pile on more and more things. Should we be piling on things, or should we be just focusing on one thing at a time and just doing that one thing as well as we can? Plus, Mama Howes, my amazing mom, comes on at the very end to share some mother's wisdom, which was super inspirational and inspiring. So make sure to enjoy the entire thing. Let me know what you think over on Instagram at Lewis Howes by tagging me on your Instagram story while you're listening to this, and post where you're listening to this in the world and tweet this out, lewishowes.com/527. Powerful one. I really love this. I could have gone for a few hours. Maybe I'll extend some of these in the future. But for this one, I think you're going to like it. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy this Coffee Conversations with Caesar behind the scenes look on building an empire, overcoming overwhelm, and a mother's wisdom.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome everyone back to Coffee Conversations. We are late night again with Caesar. I'm giving a little cheers to Caesar while he puts his headphones on. I'm excited to dive in. Take a sip of that coffee. What's up, Caesar?
Here we go.
Here we go, baby. This is round two of Coffee Conversations. Since last time, Matt had a baby 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I did.
Baby Bella.
Greatest moment of my life.
Greatest?
Greatest, without a doubt.
You mean meeting me for the first time wasn't the greatest moment? Your life did change when you met me.
I'll say that's a close. Well, I'll just say maybe top 10.
Top 10. Top All 10. Right, I'll take it.
I'll give it the top 10.
I'm in the top 10. Beautiful baby. Baby Bella. Very
Thank
excited.
You.
I was there within hours after she was born. She's beautiful. I was in tears. It's an amazing moment. Super happy for you. Proud of you, brother.
Beautiful moment. Thank you.
It's been three weeks, right? 3 weeks and a few days, huh?
3 weeks. 3 weeks on Friday. Yeah. She was born
July
28th.
What's it like being a dad and running a business?
I have hit.
Because for the first week out, you were kind of like taking time with the baby, and now you've
totally.
Now this is like the first couple of days you've been back kind of full time.
I have hit a drive in my life like I've never had before. Like, I mean, I wake up every day and I just feel like so excited about
really?
Just everything that's coming. So even if it's breakdown or, you know, hard conversations, everything, I don't know. It's, I feel like I went through a rebirth in myself as well. So it was, I'm telling you, I really don't know that I could put it into words. Joy, excitement, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of that, oh my gosh, like I have so much responsibility over a human being.
It's crazy, right?
It's unbelievable. So, but it's beautiful. I mean, everything is beautiful. And yesterday, I mean, shoot, my wife and I just had our first wedding anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and that was powerful. So a lot of just beautiful firsts, you know, that we're going through right now. And
yeah.
again, it's taken me to a different level of drive that I didn't even know was possible for myself.
What does that mean? Are you more focused when you're not with her, or what's it? What do
Everything.
You mean by
I don't know. It's not like absolutely. You know, you want to maximize your time, obviously, more than you ever have before, because you know that there's a part of your time that you have to dedicate to one thing, and that's taking care of my child, you know, and cultivating that child's, you know, life.
Mm.
So I would say that knowing that that time is literally taken out of your day, the time is so much more precious.
Right.
Like it's something right. that just hits you square in the face.
Wow.
So I think I've got a new respect for time. I mean, shoot, we as a team this morning, we just outlined our greatness fitness challenge.
Yes.
3 weeks.
Days.
Yeah, 21 days till Summit of Greatness. And we did this last year, and we made a challenge for the team because this is the hardest time production-wise
yeah.
3 weeks before our event. And so, I mean, knowing that I'm also throwing this fitness challenge in there, it's like, let's do it.
It's 7:30 at night and you haven't worked out yet.
I haven't done
and
it
your,
since
and
we
your family's
we
in
declared
town.
We declared the challenge. Yeah. Parents are leaving tomorrow. I mean,
maybe you start tomorrow morning.
Nope.
You did
nope.
do it tonight. All right.
Let's just get hit it head
11
on.
11 o'clock tonight and you'll be running.
That's it. I'm gonna be on the treadmill, do my push ups and sit ups
yeah.
and you know
2 miles, baby.
Burp my baby before bed, make sure she's sleeping. I sleep. She wakes up, I wake up. Get her back to sleep.
Crazy, man.
Do it again.
You've been waking up like 4 or 5 times a night, right? Do you feel tired? You seem pretty awake right now.
Like I said, I don't know. I feel like I've had a rebirth, so it's like
wow.
a place of energy like I've never had before.
Wow.
I am exhausted, but I think mentally I'm just so stimulated. My body's just following, you know, my mind. So
wow.
it's a beautiful thing.
Amazing, man.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on that. Caesar's a father.
Thank you.
Got a baby. Baby Bella. And we've got a lot going on, man. Let's just recap what we got going on.
Mm.
We've got Summit of Greatness in 3 weeks, which is crazy that it's already here. We were talking about it like 6 months ago. We're like, oh, we got so much time, and now
sure.
it's here. So we got to – luckily, we've been – every week we meet as a team, and our event planner, which is my sister, Catherine, and we have been getting so good at being ahead of schedule and pre-planning everything. There's only a couple few little details we're still finalizing,
mm-hmm.
but I feel so much more at ease about it than last year. First year was like so stressful.
Yeah.
We were like last minute, like figuring out stuff still. We're
totally.
Like, do we put this in? Do we not?
Right.
Remember, there was just so many things we did last year that we had no clue what we were doing.
No, we went through the growing pains. I mean,
yeah.
first time, I mean, you always have
we had no idea.
So much more to learn.
So much work.
Yeah.
And this year has been probably 5 times more work, but we've just been efficient at making it great and making it work. And as a team, we've been delegating well to like everyone to make sure that they do things that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the Summit of Greatness. We've got, I just signed today 1,000 took me like 3 hours. I signed 1,000 templates of the Mask of Masculinity book template for 1,000 signed copies that I think Barnes & Noble was running. So we got the book coming out. We've got
Hold on one sec. Because yes. When I saw you motor through 1,000 pieces of paper, like laser focused, what was going through your mind? Because I was like, this is a type of focus that it's not easy because it's such a menial task, but you have to complete it and get it done.
Here's the thing, dude. I'm dyslexic, so writing my signature, even though I know how to sign my name, I was like misspelling stuff. I was like just misspelling it. So I was just like, okay, let me just do the L and the H so I don't forget. you know what I was thinking about? There was moments, it was like phases. I was trying to just get in the zone with the music. And then I was thinking about like, man, 1,000 people are going to get this. And so I was trying to think about each of the people as I was signing it and what it would mean to them, how it could support them, how it could help them, and who they are from all over the world. So that's what I was thinking about throughout, is like the people. And I was like, these 1,000 individuals, I hope that they get something valuable from it and it supports them.
Fantastic.
So that's what I was thinking about. But I was also thinking about, you know, I want to reach hundreds of thousands of people with this book. So I hope we sell a lot more than 1,000. If you guys haven't got your copy yet, maskofmasculinity.com, a lot of pre-order bonuses there. So we've got that. And then I was editing with my mom, who's here, and she's leaving tomorrow. Actually, she was visiting me. We're editing this other booklet that we're creating called, and I haven't really talked about it. It's called The Millionaire Morning. And it's the habits in the morning ritual routine, the mindset that I learned from a lot of different millionaires on how I've applied to my morning routine. So a lot of people talk about habits and morning routines, but they don't talk about it in a way to help you make more money that I've really seen out there. There's a lot of people writing books on habits, the power of habit. You know, Brendan Burchard's got a great new book coming out about habits. You know, I see a lot of people talking about their morning routine and the different things you should be doing to have an optimal life, but no one's talking about it from a morning routine, habits in terms of making more money. And so I thought, like, what would be those things? And even today we were talking about this. I was like, you know, the first thing in the morning we should be focusing on are the bigger projects that'll lead towards more sales, business development, increasing revenue. Because otherwise we'll get into the habit of just going through emails for the first couple hours and getting to those things later.
Absolutely.
When as a business, if we want to thrive, you got to focus on those things first thing in the morning. I think we got to focus on health first thing, mindset, and then sales if you're an entrepreneur. Like, what is going to drive more revenue? Otherwise, you're always going to kind of be behind or stressing out towards the end of the day to try to do that. So, you know, it's kind of the eat the frog mentality first thing in the morning.
Got to have that healthy respect for the money conversation, without a doubt.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's such an important part of our lives. I mean, every decision we make almost is based off of how much money we have.
Absolutely.
You know, you were just looking for a bigger place, and you're like, well, what can we afford? What part of town? What makes sense?
It is an ongoing dance, that money conversation.
That's it.
Everything does in a way funnel down to that.
I mean, it does, man. A lot of decisions are made from money.
It's definitely that.
And it's the cause of so many relationship breakups, challenges. It's the cause of so much stress and anxiety. You know, we're seeing this with someone in our lives right now who's having a lack of financial abundance and the stress and anxiety it causes them.
Sure.
It's something that I experienced for a few years, and you would always support me, fully financially, but you'd always support and like give me money or pay for dinner or drive around or whatever, to take care of me for like 20 to 40 bucks here and there.
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But still, you always had like all this extra cash from working hard in the summer and saving it. So I always respected your level of commitment in terms of saving money.
Yeah.
You were like so good at like working hard, saving it, and not just spending it on random stuff.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's not an easy thing.
No.
And I wasn't perfect at it. And I don't think anybody is.
No.
I mean, it's very difficult dance to have with money. And it's important to have, like you said, right at the outset, even of every day, especially as a business owner, it's an important thing to come back to and step into. To lead conversations for the day.
I think if you're an entrepreneur or a freelancer or anyone trying to make money on the side, I just think that's got to be one of the first things you think about. If you're running a business or you're freelancing or you're trying to pick up clients or whatever it is, and that's not the first thing you think about, then you're not making money unless you're actively working on it.
Absolutely.
You're maintaining something, you're going through tasks, you're getting through emails, you're servicing clients. But if you're not thinking about how can I generate more money right now, it's not just going to magically happen.
Totally. I mean, when you put on your business hat every work day, and as an entrepreneur, that's every day, right? Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. That's mm-hmm. every single day of your life.
Every moment.
Right.
Yes.
You know that as a business owner. I mean, we talk Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter. Yeah. 7 days a week.
Exactly.
Open for biz, you know?
That's it, man.
So I think, obviously you need to have your rituals that allow you to yourself to come from a mindset that you're ready to tackle business during the day. But once you put that hat on, once you sit down in front of your laptop and tackle things, it honestly should be one of the first things you consider every single day.
First thing, how am I going to make more money? How am I going to generate more sales? How am I going to build more partnerships, whatever it is?
Right.
How am I going to get more distribution so I can make more? Otherwise, your business is staying the same or it's slowly dying.
Right.
And it's not going to thrive unless you focus on them. We haven't even announced it yet. We're going to be launching it probably in the next week or two to let people know. So if it'll be a free book that will literally ship to you. It'll be like a 30-page book, so a smaller, really quick. You can read it in probably like less than an hour, 45 minutes to an hour max, giving you exercises, examples, morning routine, the mindset from all these millionaires I've interviewed and been around, what I felt like was the most powerful stuff to take away on how you can do this in the morning. It'll be free. We'll ship it to you. All you got to do is pay for shipping, which is pretty cool. So we're trying to create more and more powerful tools and resources for people on how they can optimize their life at every level of where they're at. So if you're just beginning or if you're advanced, we're always trying to think of people no matter where they're at.
Absolutely. I think the powerful thing about this is, as a business, we have, beginning to end full courses that take weeks to complete.
Yeah.
But this, however, is this like bite-sized piece that can cause real habit in your life.
Absolutely.
If you get yourself up every day and read this book and do the things that it's supporting you to create in your life, then I think it's going to create these habits that are then going to be the things that'll continue to last every time you wake up every morning.
That's it.
So I think, that was your vision when you created this booklet you have the School of Greatness book. Fantastic. Love the book. It's been very powerful, not only for me, obviously in my life, but a lot of our other listeners and readers. The booklet itself, I like personally because, you could sit down in one sitting and read it and apply it.
Yes. Take action.
Every day.
Yeah.
Because, we don't have the ability to sit there and read a full book cover to cover 300 pages every day.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
And take the action within that. This is something that's bite-sized. And, it's like your bowl of cereal. Like, get up and do it.
Yeah.
Get up and do it. So
I'm excited about that. And then we have, what's the next thing we've got? What did we say? The summit. We've got the book, Mask and Masculinity. We've got the booklet, The Millionaire Morning. We're in the middle of a launch right now. I forgot to mention this. We're in the middle of a launch for one of our bigger courses called Legacy, which helps people who are looking to really build an online business, an online brand on the full circle and helping them from lead generation to marketing to branding to design to sales to copywriting, kind of all spectrums. To creating courses, to doing sales with webinars, all these different things we cover in our complete program called Legacy. So we're in the middle of a launch there while we're editing this book and the booklet. And
That's our Mecca course. That is our Mecca course. I remember back in 2015, before the School of Greatness book came out, and you sat down on my rooftop and you're like, I have something I need to get out of my mind.
Really?
It's my entire business course. Mm. You had smaller micro courses over the course of your career on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on YouTube, all these different things. But this one specifically, you're like, I have to get everything out of my head because I think it's valuable. I think it's valuable to share the things that I've learned over the course of my, entrepreneur journey. And I was like, goodness gracious, this is going to be a heck of an undertaking. And then, we got the rest of our team rallied behind this.
And it took so much time.
So much energy last year. 2016, I think
we took like 8 weeks probably filming, editing.
Totally. I mean, it was a full 6 months of birthing.
Design.
Like, totally.
Concept.
Yeah.
It took a long time, man.
Yeah.
But people that have gone through it have said it's the most powerful training they make the most money from it. They're constantly increasing their brand value. It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Where do they get that? LegacyCourse.net. If you guys want to learn more about that. So we're in the middle of a launch right now for that. So we're constantly, you know, I've got a webinar we're doing on that. We're constantly doing ads from Facebook and Instagram. We're constantly trying to give free information to people to help them get clear on their vision and implement by step-by-step action plan. That's our goal, is to always add as maximum amount of value as possible. And it starts with this podcast where we're like, you know, people who love to listen to this, they may have nothing or they may have millions. And we have, I personally know there's CEOs of billion-dollar brands that listen to this podcast, which just inspires me every time I do an interview, because I know there's so many powerful people listening to this and paying attention based on the type of guests we have on and the insights that they can learn from people we bring on.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for ways to break down a complex idea into simplistic, step-by-step, actionable points.
Sure.
And that's our goal with everything we do, from the podcast to books to, you know, our paid programs to our live event to our high-end mastermind. To everything.
Yep.
And it's been a fun journey with Legacy.
You got to create a system with things. Otherwise, you know, you have like anarchy in your mind.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like if you don't wake up and have a morning routine, you're going to start changing things and your productivity is not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I remember, you know, as a business, you told me when you got me on board, you're like, my goal as a business is to give people information, make it easier for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as simple as you could say it. Just make it easier for the end user. And you can't go wrong when you just break things down, simplify, you know?
And I think any entrepreneur listening right now, my challenge to you is to figure out the biggest problem of your audience and then figure out how to make such a simple solution for them to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. And when you can do that, I truly believe it's a no-brainer for those individuals to sign up for your services or your software or your program or your events or courses or books or whatever it is you're offering. But when you can solve someone's biggest problem, you can pay a premium. You can, you know, they'll take action the quickest because it's their biggest pain point. So find the biggest pain point with your audience and then create simple solutions. That's what it's all about.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app, State Farm, lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah, and save them time.
Save them a lot. If you can save them time, they'll pay for it.
That's the thing that I've realized after having a child. Like, time is that much more valuable. When you can save somebody time, mm-hmm. I mean, that is the most valuable commodity.
Yeah.
I mean, time is it.
And that's why in our courses that we do also, I'm always thinking about, let's not make this the longest program that just gets people exhausted. Let's mm-hmm. make it the shortest and most powerful. So let's go over only things that add value. And if we record stuff and I'm like, does that really going to help someone? Is that really going to be helpful? If so, let's shorten it to like 3 minutes as opposed to 15.
Right.
Let's try to take away all the fluff and make it powerful information.
Yep.
And that's what we try to do with all of our programs. And I recommend doing that in your programs also. Then we've got a secret project that I've been working on for, I think, almost 9 months now, 8 or 9 months, that I'm not going to talk about yet until it's fully officially announced. We'll do a full episode on it when it is. But I've been working behind the scenes tirelessly on this project.
I feel like the PR person over here, like, oh my gosh, is he gonna break the news?
I'm not saying it right now. I'm not saying it. But once it's official and the partners that we've partnered with have announced it and it's happening, then I will be announcing it like crazy. But it's something I've been very excited about. I've got big dreams to impact 100 million people a week. So I've always been thinking, how can we reach these people faster? How can we get in front of a bigger audience faster that can serve that audience and help them live a great life, solve their biggest problems, and help them find a quicker path to achieving their dreams?
Yeah.
That's what I've always been about.
Yeah.
And so we've got this that's been happening behind the scenes. It's been a lot of moving pieces, a lot of individuals, from legal teams to other partnerships to so many other things that are happening. And I'm excited to announce that, but that's been, 10, 15, 20 hours a week at least of meetings and back and forth and emails and phone calls. So I'm excited about that. And it's probably going to launch literally in the middle of everything, right after our event and before our book launch. And so it's going to be an unbelievably fun experience, wild ride. And I want to talk about overwhelm and how to manage overwhelm when there seems like there's chaos happening in your life. I want to talk about that in a minute. But we also, I forgot to let you guys know about this. We just launched, I did about a half day session with a guy named Brendan Burchard, who's actually one of our keynote speakers at Summit of Greatness. He's one of the, arguably one of the top internet marketers right now. He's a number one New York Times bestseller, top YouTube show, huge Facebook pages. He's just crushing it on many levels. And he's a phenomenal speaker and a great human being. And he's speaking at the Summit of Greatness. And he did a deep dive with me and Caesar. What was it? 6-8 weeks ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. Wasn't mm-hmm. that long ago? Maybe oh, yeah. 6 weeks ago?
Before no, it was close to 8 weeks.
Eight weeks ago, maybe. And I was just kind of showing Brendan all the stuff we're working on. And I was like, where do you see an opportunity for us? Like, where are we missing? How can we grow? Because I'm always looking for feedback. And he was like, having some form of continuity program or membership opportunity where your most passionate customers, clients can be a part of an exclusive community with you. Because mm-hmm. a lot of these people want more access to the information you have and how you're doing all the things you're doing in business and entrepreneurship and all these things. Mm-hmm. And they can only get a taste of it from social media. You don't really give the full thing. It's more inspiration there. But if they can get behind the scenes, again, right. step by step,
right.
live training access from you, live group coaching from you every single month,
right.
thousands and thousands of people would pay for that. And right. I was like, really?
And the cool thing is, as a business, what you try to do here is you want to give them the latest, greatest things that you're learning as a business.
Yes.
And no matter what, any course, we continually, update it, upgrade it as we go. But this, every single month, we're coming to the table.
What's not working?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly that. What's working?
Yeah.
And what, can you do for your business right now? Take action right now mm-hmm. to see results.
Yeah. And so a lot of people, me and Caesar go back and forth on this because I like to create premium price programs and services and coaching because I have found that people who are willing to pay the premium are willing to take bigger action and they get it. They're invested more and they're committed to taking massive action because they want to make their money back right away. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to spend a lot of money and not make the money back. I wouldn't either. If I invested 35, 40 grand in a coaching program, I'd be like, okay, how can I triple that in the first 30 days? That would be my mentality. And I said, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do like a low end, you know, $50 to $100 a month program. And he was like, trust me, do it. And here's the structure so it makes sense for you. So it's not a ton of your time, but you're also delivering incredible results for the audience. And so we said, okay, we'll just test it and see how it does. We did a test. I said, all right, we'll launch with a training on Instagram, a free webinar that so many people have been asking me how to, you know, in the entrepreneur world, how are you growing your Instagram following? Where I think we're at 380,000 followers now. Mm-hmm. And they were like, how are you using it? Because we've been making money on Instagram in a lot of different ways, from our courses to I've sold tons of books over there to just driving traffic to our podcast, which helps increase sponsorship numbers and dollars there. I launched my Greatness Mastermind, which is a $35,000 program on Instagram, and we had 23 people sign up. Most of them came from Instagram. Mm-hmm. So right there brought in, you know, over almost a half a million just from people signing up on Instagram. You know, we sold tickets to our Summit of Greatness last year. We just sold so many different things that we had to offer from Instagram. And now we're maximizing with Instagram ads, and there's so many things with the stories and all these other opportunities. And so all these other entrepreneurs are like, well, how are you doing this? I just want to learn how to grow this and maximize the way you have. So I said, let's do a free training on Instagram. And, you know, at the end, we will sell an advanced training course on all the secrets, all the tools, all the information that we've been using. And from all the, you know, I've been interviewing all these top Instagram experts behind the scenes that I haven't been publishing on the podcast, who are these like super ninjas that get millions of followers and just drive a ton of sales. And I said, okay, we're going to do a free training. And then I'm going to deliver, I'm actually going to record like a 2-hour advanced LinkedIn marketing course, which I would think it's, you know, I'm not sure many more people know all the information that we know on Instagram from all the interviews we've done. And we had, I think, close to 8,500 people register for this webinar. Was that right? It was like 84 something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was blown away. It was the most subscribers we've had for a webinar in a long time.
Yes.
8,500 people. And, you know, it capped out within like a few minutes. There was over 2,000 people on live. So our GoToWebinar platform doesn't allow for more than 2,000. Mm-hmm. So it was just, you know, this overwhelming amount of response for people wanting this information. So what we did is we gave the free training. And then at the end, we said, okay, if you want to get the ultimate Instagram marketing course that's going to teach you everything about what I know, sign up for it. It's only $49. And I thought that was a huge steal. Mm-hmm. $49 for this complete Instagram training. And also, once you sign up, you'll be in our membership program, our inner circle, which is what we call it. And every month we'll release a 1-hour live training from me teaching you the latest and greatest on how to increase traffic, leads, and sales online for your business. Yeah. And you know, we had over 525 people sign up right away. It's been an overwhelmingly amazing response. And people have gone through the first couple months of training. They're just blown away by what they're learning and how much they're growing on Instagram and other platforms that we're talking about. So that's been a fun experience to launch something new and test it. I always like to test things. And I think you were kind of hesitant. You were like, I don't know if this is going to do well. Like, maybe we shouldn't put too much energy in this.
I was. We have premium, you know, price points. And we had always, as a business, subscribed to that model.
Yes.
And when Brendon Burchard came in, I mean, he sold me. He's like fantastic at what he does. He can take a look at everything going on in a business, you know, even yours with so many moving parts and go, I think there's an opportunity there, mm-hmm. you know, whereas we thought as a business, we had figured everything out. Yeah. So again, that's also feedback for other businesses. Whenever you think you're doing everything perfectly the way you should be, have somebody come in and take a peek
mm-hmm. from an outside perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Completely outside. And, you know, I think that was very supportive for us. And shoot, first webinar, I mean, over 500 signups right away.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was powerful.
Very powerful.
And that's going to be something that we're going to grow and curate. And we pull that group to find out what they want to know. Mm-hmm. You know, what's exciting to them? What is their pain point? You know, where are they having trouble? Where are they caught up? So
yeah,
it's a great group.
Amazing group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those are the main things that we've been up to in the last, you know, month. And, you know, we're always got a lot of things up our sleeves, and we're talking about the future. You know, we're talking about like next year and the following years. We're planning next year's event already. I'm always trying to think a few steps ahead of what the industry is doing. I'm right. Like, okay, where can we be before anyone else is there? So that after we've blown it up, then people are like, oh, now I need to get on this thing.
Right, right.
And we want to be the innovators of, you know, greatness on the internet and in the real world, and really just find people where they're at and support them on their journey. And these are just a few of the things we've been up to. It's been a fun journey this last, you know, month, just getting everything together. And I wanted to bring it back to overwhelm, because there's, you know, this is not even on top of me doing 5 to 6 interviews a week for the podcast, bringing people in.
Yep.
You know, I was just speaking, I've traveled to Houston last week to interview Brené Brown, and then flew to Vegas to do another speech, and then spoke twice over this last weekend in San Diego and here in LA. So this isn't even top. This is, you know, not even talking about the regular stuff that we're doing day to day.
Right.
This is just extra stuff we're doing. And there are moments where I feel like, man, am I doing too much? Are we doing too much?
Listen, I mean,
like, should we just simplify it and do one thing and just do it every day?
The one thing you do, which I admire, is you stretch, man.
Stretch.
You stretch yourself, your team.
Yeah.
It's a powerful experience. I mean, even on our team calls, you know, the fitness challenge.
Yeah.
Like, we stretch each other every single day. I mean, you got to. You really have to. Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, that's the one thing. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm the negative Nancy over here, because I'm like, ah, you know, I'm seeing the workflow with the team, and I'm like, I don't know if we can handle that load right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's another project on
on top of
5, 6 other projects that we have going on simultaneously. And listen, you're always about having the conversation of scaling all of our verticals, and we've got a lot of verticals, a lot of those revenue streams. So when you come in and continue to stretch, I admire that. And I urge you to continue to do that, obviously, always.
Yeah.
Even if I'm the one saying, I don't think it's possible right now. Let's renegotiate the timeline. I don't say no, but let's renegotiate the timeline if this is something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that is something very serious. Managing overwhelm when you're being stretched is an important thing, because it's just a matter of managing the overwhelm when you're being stretched.
And that's why I think you can easily manage it if you take care of yourself in the mornings, at night, if you do have a routine, if your fitness and nutrition is on point, if you take time out of the day for you to take a walk, to separate yourself from situations.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are doing that for yourself, then you can handle it. Now, you know, maybe there's a balance of like too much is too much or whatever. But I feel like if I was just doing a couple things, just doing them over and over again, I would be, I feel like I'm wasting my potential.
Totally. Totally.
So I think there's a balance here, because there's a book called The One Thing by a couple of guys I really respect. That's like, just get really great at one thing and implement that over and over again. And maybe that works for some people. For me, it doesn't work, because I'm too creative. I got too many ideas.
We have too many opportunities too.
You
have so many ideas and opportunities. We might as well test those opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's what we're still doing as a business. We're testing those opportunities and seeing which verticals are going to take us to being the greatest at, you know, that whole idea.
We're still so new. I mean, even the podcast started 4.5 years ago. And it's just so new still as a business. Like, it's just started as an idea. Let me interview one person.
Yeah.
Then School of Greatness Academy came, then the book, then all these other programs. Because what people wanted, they had these pain points. And I just keep listening. I say, what's their pain? And how can we support and serve them to the most?
Yeah.
So I'm just constantly trying to listen to what people want, what they need. And we test these things. If Inner Circle didn't work right away, if I didn't see 8,500 people saying, hey, I'm interested right now in this, I'd have been like, you know what? We tried it. At least we don't have to think about this anymore. Let's move on to something else or go back to something that is working and scale that.
Right.
And I think as a, if you're listening, as you're an entrepreneur, it's, you know, figure out what works for you. What excites you? You know, I'm a creative person and I feel like I got to be working on a few things at once. So I'm always got things in the pipeline for next year, the following years. And I'm already thinking about my book for next year. Mm-hmm. I'm already thinking about, you know, so many different things that we're doing. Oh, not to mention we're doing these motivational tracks where we're recording kind of like these inspirational albums with Fearless Motivation. So I'm recording these new music motivation tracks. Like there's so many things I'm always testing.
Right.
And I can already hear people saying like, oh, that sounds exhausting. And sounds like you're scatterbrained.
Well, yeah, I have to say that's sometimes that's what it feels like. It's like, oh my gosh. We wake up in the morning and our team's like, all right, where's Lewis going to take us today?
They have no idea.
What new exciting thing does he want to tackle today? Which is fantastic. You get to be the visionary. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs, that's what you have to do. Listen, if your one passion is one thing and you want to do it the best,
do it.
Great, do it. But when you see that you have other opportunities as a business and you just let them sit on the table, I got to say, you got to pick it up from the table and start running and see if it's possible. Got to try it. Absolutely.
Or completely let it go and say, oh, it's not for me. Let it go.
Sure.
Stay focused on what you want to do. How do you manage all my ideas then? Are you structuring it in a certain way? I know we write everything on the whiteboard and we're kind of like seeing it and organizing it, but how do you, as the head of operations?
It's a loaded question, but I mean, it is, as we started the conversation, you have to simplify it. You have to take a breath, take a beat, see what's possible. I mean, listen, as a business, you should have a pulse on workload of everyone and know what's even able to be done at any moment within your team. You don't want to burn not only yourself out, but everyone around you working with you. That's not a powerful way. You're not setting people up for success. So it's taking a pulse and knowing. And again, we get on a team call every Monday and we connect as a team.
I think it's powerful.
It's so powerful to connect as a team and allow people the opportunity to come to the table with sources of pain and upset.
Feedback, ideas.
Totally.
Inspiration, everything.
Yeah.
What's working, what's not, what do they need support with?
Absolutely.
I think that's important to have that team call for sure. And then we're also, you know, based on the projects. Oh, I mean, also, I forgot to mention this. We're doing a documentary right now. There's so many things I'm forgetting to mention. I'm sure there's like seven other things. We're filming a documentary to document kind of this 10-year journey of chasing greatness and from our live event to the book tour to these other things that are happening. So we've got that we're also managing and in the process of. You know, I think one of the questions is to come back to your vision. Like if you want to do a new idea, a new project, a new thing that you have on the table, and you want to test it, ask yourself, does this fit in alignment with my vision for my business, my brand, or myself? Mm-hmm. So I'm always asking myself that as well. Like, is this going to serve my vision? And is this going to serve the income goal that we have? So in the Millionaire Morning, we talk about the money goals and really creating those financial goals for yourself.
Right.
And if you're going to start a new business or a new project that's going to take a lot of time, money, and energy to launch, and it's not going to make you that money back for a long time, it may not make sense right now if you have a clear money vision that you want to achieve within the next 6 to 12 months. So that's why with Caesar, I'm always asking about the numbers. Where are we at with the numbers? Because numbers and results do not lie. And if you have a vision for what you want in your business and you have a money vision as well, then it means the projects you tackle and take on need to support both those visions on the impact you want to make and the income you want to make for your money vision. So I think you want to come back to yourself. Which project should I do? Because a lot of people say, I've got these 7 project ideas I want to do. Which one do I do? Right. I say the one that fits your vision and your money vision. What's going to make you the maximum amount the quickest?
Right.
Because that's going to give you resources to be able to do more projects.
Right.
But if you do the one that doesn't make you any money, but you is the most fun, then you're going to be struggling financially. So it just comes down to choices. Do you want to struggle or do you want to earn money fast so you can use that resources, invest it in other projects?
Right. So, I mean, to your original question, it is a loaded question. How do you manage that? You have to know your business.
Yeah.
You also have to first know that you're not overextending your team, because it takes a lot of people to pivot to a different project at any given moment.
You don't want to break momentum if they're on something else.
Exactly. When you pivot and create something from scratch, I mean, you're taking time away from, you know, having mental and actual man hour investments in other things. Mm-hmm. So you really have to see big picture and then get down into it and go, does this make sense for the business? And again, yes, you're right. It is about the numbers. We talk about the numbers daily. It's important. Mm-hmm. Every business has to make money to
thrive. Otherwise it's, you know, a business that struggles or a business that is staying average in terms of its sales and its revenue. So it's like, you got to focus on the numbers.
Right. And there are times, and this will be, I'll share with our listeners. There are times where I know you want to focus on something different, Lewis. Like there really are times where you want to jump in because something is so exciting to you.
Right.
And I always want to follow your passion. Mm-hmm. But when there are things that are clearly working for us,
we got to stick
and if
to
it takes away from those things that are generating revenue for us consistently, then is it worth it? No, it's not worth it.
That's why I have you on the team. That's why you're running the business. So I'm clear that, you know, I can't get too excited. I have to always check in with you and say, does this make sense for us? Yes or no.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
And that's why I lean on you for that. So make sure you guys have someone like Caesar who's running the numbers, running the operation, got a pulse on the team, who is able to give you the feedback of, no, this doesn't make sense right now, or okay, it makes sense, but we need to hire 2 new people if you want this to happen and the numbers to still work for the other stuff.
Right. A business operator has to have a pulse on the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know sometimes businesses separate those functions, but they need to be having a conversation if they are separate. You need to connect that. So I think being that, you know, both of those into one, it allows me, you know, first of all, I love being in the numbers.
Yeah.
It's what I studied.
Finance major.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what I studied, mathematics. So, I mean, I would say to get to a simple answer, you have to take a look at personnel, make sure you're not overextending people, go to the numbers, and you'll find your solution within that. Mm-hmm. Take a minute though. Take a breath. Don't just jump and start running.
Yeah, take a moment.
And I know you don't like to do that at times.
I like to jump.
So I know sometimes you're like, well, let's go. Let's go. You know, that's our company motto, I would say.
Let's go.
Let's go. You know? So, you know, sometimes you do need to take a beat.
Yeah.
Check in with people, check in with numbers before you actually commit to, you know, another vertical, another revenue stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Another project.
Anything else we should add here about this overwhelm before I bring my mom in for 10 minutes to ask her a couple questions, because we had her on the vlog last week, and people were, you know, inspired by her 60 seconds of inspiration on the vlog. Which, if you guys aren't watching the vlog, we're doing it twice a week now. So go to YouTube/Lewis Howes, subscribe on the YouTube channel, and watch the vlog. They're shorter, 5 to 7 minute videos behind the scenes of what it's like in our business and life and travel, things like that. Anything we should wrap it up with before we should bring her in?
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what, you know, Mama Howes has to say. Right. Now, Diana Howes, aka Mama Howes, she also supports the business and the numbers. Mm-hmm. So her and I connect very often, and it's powerful. She brings a lot of wisdom and knowledge to the numbers.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to say, I've learned to manage overwhelm sometimes by, like you said, taking that walk in the middle of the day, just to stop, pull yourself away from your laptop, and your mom's like, "Let's go take a walk."
Yeah.
So I've taken that walk, and it has increased my productivity. Actually,
really? It's good.
Just to step out, take a walk, charge my mind again, and get back down to the laptop and crush.
That's good.
But you know, it's good. I gotta say, it's been cool having your mom in town.
Yeah, she's been visiting for 10 days. She lives in Illinois. She travels to be with her grandkids in Ohio and Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's here for 10 days. She wants to move here later this year for 6 months during the winter. And I got her out. She was working somewhere else 6-7 years ago. Wasn't happy at her job. And my old business partner and I pretty much said, okay, come work for us full time, because she's great at numbers and accounting and bookkeeping. So we had her come work for us full time. Then I sold that business. She had gotten other clients as well, and she's had other clients also throughout this, but I brought her back on years ago for School of Greatness. And she works, I don't know, part-time for here, and she's got multiple other clients that she works with. Yep. But you talk to her pretty much every day. You talk to her more than I do.
I would say, you know,
every other day.
It's important to connect.
Yeah.
I try to connect with everybody on our team quite often. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's an important thing.
Absolutely.
You know, especially when you're a small business.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a small business.
Let's bring her in. You want to grab her?
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Go grab her. All right.
Okay.
There you are. Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So my mom is here. Mom is the best mom ever. I love you very much. Thank you for coming on. And did you have a fun 10 days here?
I did.
You love LA, don't you?
I do love LA. It's so nice and sunny and
healthy food,
lots of people, young people. I get to be around all your crew. And
you seem energized when you're here.
I am.
Relaxed and energized. We got you a spa day today for a couple hours, right?
Yes, that was very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we were just covering what we've been up to as a business, Caesar and I, and maybe we should ask Mama Howes 3 or 4 questions, any question that we can think of, and see what wisdom she brings in general. Do you have a question to start?
I would say, to keep in line with what's going on, Mama Howes, what would you say you do to manage overwhelm in business?
Yes. You have a lot of clients. You manage our business, which is a lot. Yeah. What do you do to overwhelm, or to manage overwhelm with all your clients and yourself? With managing it all?
Well, I do have overwhelm in the early parts of the month and during tax season. Well, I should say before, to get ready for tax season. Mm-hmm. So I delegate. I have some team members assist me. I delegate. I do go out for walks, and I do yoga.
I was just sharing that, Mama Howes, actually, when we introduced you. I was like, this week has been, or last week, I should say, has been great, because we would go out for walks, and they would really support me to kind of recharge my mind, get away from the computer for a minute, allow yourself, you know, the time to separate for 5, 10, 15 minutes, however long it takes for you to get motivated to get back to what you're doing. And the productivity for me increased every time we got back from the walk. Mm-hmm. So
that's great.
Thank you for that.
Well, and I also meditate.
You do?
Mm-hmm, I do.
For how long?
Oh, about 15, 20 minutes. I'm the type to lay down and meditate. I don't sit up and meditate. It just works better for me. I prop myself up, semi-reclined, and put my little meditation music on, and just have to give my brain a break. Mm. Let's see, what else? Well, I believe that we generate within ourselves a way of being or the way we feel, and that we have the ability to manage that or control that or shift that in any moment. So being aware, first of all, I have to be aware that I'm in overwhelm, or be aware that it's time for break, or be aware that I just need a little meditation, and then give myself permission to take that break, do the meditation. Oh, and I also, I definitely knit a lot.
You do knit a lot. She makes a blanket a day, scarves, t-shirts. You made a great, you made a couple blankets for Matt's baby. Caesar's baby.
Beautiful. It was like a little lamb doll, which is
it was like a doll with a blanket attached to it, which is kind of cool.
That was awesome. Thank you, Mama House, for that.
You're welcome.
A lot of knitting. That helps calm your mind or what?
Well, yeah. So it's not quite a blanket a day, but I do probably knit at least an hour a day. So I
What does knitting do for you?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a lost art. Not many people knit anymore. Maybe in other countries or something, or I don't know, but I don't see anyone knitting in the United States wherever I go.
Well, there are a lot of knitters out there. Just because you don't see them, it's just because they don't knit in public.
I don't hear too many people talking about their knitting either, though. It's not like a popular thing that I'm aware of. It's a very small niche, right?
For sure. Yes, okay. For sure. I mean, just like any craft, there's a niche for it. So I take my knitting everywhere, particularly if somebody else is driving and we're driving a long distance, I knit. It actually does something for my brain. It's hard to describe. So if I'm thinking about my knitting, I'm not thinking about other things, although I can do both. But it keeps me from being anxious, being overwhelmed. Or it is something, if I'm in overwhelm, I'll just stop and knit for a little bit. And then it calms me down, much like meditation. You know, it changes.
Like an active meditation.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
You always seem very relaxed when you're knitting and focused.
I am.
You knit literally traveling, flights, cars. Mm-hmm. If you go to the restaurant, sometimes you'll bring it there and knit.
Yeah.
You'll knit, watching movie, going on in the background.
Well, I had you guys over Friday, and I had friends and family. My brother up from San Jose, my parents are in.
Yeah.
I mean, in my 1,000-square-foot apartment in West Hollywood, I had 13 people.
It was awesome.
And Mama House is over there enjoying the conversation and knitting. It was a cool thing to see.
You don't see that much, do
you? No, it was very cool. I have a glass of wine. We're talking stories here, talking stories there, people connecting. It was a cool social time on Friday night. And there is Mama House focusing on her knitting. It was cool.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing, the way you manage overwhelm, first of all, you have to acknowledge it, give yourself permission, either delegate or give yourself some self-care, the knitting, the taking of the walk, focusing on yourself in that moment of overwhelm is what I'm hearing is a good way to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am somewhat of an introvert. I've always been versus the extrovert. I'm not totally an introvert, but I do bookkeeping because it is a numbers thing. It's an analytical process, and profit analysis is also an analytical process, and that's a comfort zone for me. I also enjoy jigsaw puzzles. Again,
she does tons of puzzles.
No,
lots of puzzles.
She'll see a big box of
puzzles, and she lays it on the whole table. It's like a week-long
takes
project.
An analytical mind, for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the patience for that.
No
patience for puzzles.
But the numbers don't lie, Mama House, right? The numbers don't lie. Yes, that's why I love numbers,
And too. Every piece has its place.
That's right.
Yeah. The puzzle.
But part of why I carry my knitting with me in social occasions is because it's an overwhelm for me to be around a lot of people.
And so when everyone's talking and there's a lot of chaos, you can just kind of sit and knit and relax and chime in when you want to.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it's a multitask function. I easily converse or watch a movie while I'm doing it. So, but it does provide something for me. And so it's kind of selfish. I knit because it provides something for me.
That's great.
A lot of knitters are like that. You could say I'm addicted to knitting.
You are addicted. Do you knit every day or just sometimes you don't knit?
A little bit every day.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Do you ever miss days?
I don't know. I'll get in 15 minutes here or 15 minutes there. I don't think I miss too many days, but I'm sure I do it occasionally.
Suffice it to say, it sounds like a healthy habit.
It's a great
habit. That has created.
It's productive. It's creative. Yes. It's meditative. It's you're creating, you know, value that you can give to people as gifts. You don't have to pay for gifts, right?
Well, I always have gifts that I can make. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Look at that. So that's part of your morning routine that has cultivated success for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has.
I do. Sometimes I knit in the morning with my breakfast or with my tea just for a few minutes, not too long.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's dive into another question. What was your vision growing up? Did you ever think that you would have this life, be a mom of four kids? And when you had us kids, did you have any idea of what we would be doing?
Well, let's see if I can answer one question first. Okay. So when I was in high school, they had a career fair.
Uh-huh.
And they had these.
This is back in when?
Senior year of high school. And they had these professionals come in. And I went
to the 60s, right?
Yeah, graduated in 69.
Okay.
So I went into this one about accounting.
Mm.
And there were only about three girls in there and the rest were guys, you know. And I asked the speaker, presenter, I said, well, why are there so few women in this session? And he said, well, accounting is a male profession.
Really?
And you might be interested in some other career.
Wow.
I mean, he really said that. So, so I pursued music in college, but...
you were an opera singer, correct?
Mm-hmm, yep. And 2 years of that, and then after that, the first child came along. So, so no, it was not my vision to raise four children, and that was not in my vision, cards.
After the first one, why did you keep having?
We don't need to go down that road.
Okay.
It's too much information.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
We'll be here a while.
Yeah.
Let's reel it in.
All right. So that wasn't part of your vision, but you had us four.
Had four of
and
you.
And did you, what did you think that, you know.
You guys would
I'm the,
be
I'm the youngest. I'm 34. 34 years. And Chris is the oldest at 45.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had 45 years of raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
What did you imagine would be our lives like?
Well, first of all, you don't really think ahead because you haven't lived ahead. So, but we did take Chris to music lessons when he was five, and we felt that music had provided a value to our lives, and we wanted our children to have the benefits of music. And so Chris, the oldest, got music lessons, and Heidi got some, and then Catherine got a little less.
And then I got none.
And then you got none because...
No, I took one piano lesson. Dad forced me to go to a piano class, and I hated it. He was like, you're going no matter what. I was like, I do not want to go to this music class. I wish I would have kind of stayed in it now because...
You want to play sports. I know you. You just want to get out there on the field.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why you were encouraged to play sports from a very young age.
Because I had a ton of energy, right? I was like rambunctious and a brat.
Well, I was tired of taking everybody to music lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And it was long drives from Delaware, Ohio to Columbus, Ohio.
And it was expensive,
too. And it was expensive, time and energy. And I said to your father, I said, I don't care what Lewis does, but it needs to be within walking distance from home.
And I started doing soccer, like walking distance from home at like 5 or 6 years old. The Mingo Park or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, and you played basketball with
T-ball.
With the older boy next door.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was walking distance from home. And then he encouraged you to go down to the rec center, which was walking distance from home.
Yeah.
And, of course, your father taught all of you. He was your coach for all of your T-ball. You all played T-ball.
Yeah.
So he was the athlete in the family. I was not, but he encouraged that.
Yeah.
And so that's why your expertise was in the area of something athletic, because I wasn't going to drive you anywhere.
Right. Wow. There you go. Was there anything about me? I'm curious. Not that we need to talk about me, but was there anything about me that you ever thought that I'd be in this position? Like growing up in the first 15 years, did you ever think that I'd be doing what I'm doing or...
No, because what you're doing wasn't a profession that I was familiar with. But, yeah, no, I hadn't thought what you would be doing.
Did you ever think I would have this much, like, focus on something? Because I was all over the place in terms of, like, my energy levels and just, like, attention span. And you would come to class to teach me. Because I was in, like, the special needs reading classes, and you would always be there supporting, which I always found very helpful and embarrassing at the same time. It was helpful in the fact that I needed the help and you were always there for me. Embarrassing because I was a young kid that had my mom supporting me in school, so it was always like conflicting. But did you ever feel like I'd be able to actually have focus on something?
Well, yes. You definitely were driven in your sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, you were an inspiration to me because you were just unstoppable and just kept going, and I would be in awe how you did it. And then it was fun to watch you in football, and you would just jump up and reach for that ball, and it was like, how can he jump so high? And yeah. You know, you were a star in your field of expertise with the sports. And we enjoyed that.
Cool.
Yeah. No, yeah. I had no idea where it would take you, but you were definitely disciplined. That was clear.
I was. When I found something I loved, I was disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember the first few years of launching kind of like the online business stuff. This was 8-9 years ago. You and kind of like all the siblings were like, what are you doing? Like, no one understood it. I don't think I really fully understood it. I just saw an opportunity. But everyone was like, I think it took like 4 or 5 years till people started to be like, oh, okay, Lewis is going to be okay. Like, he figured something out, or like, he's going to be all right. We don't need to worry about him or something. And no one really knew what I was doing, I think, right?
Well, we knew about your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And we could relate to that, LinkedIn. It's interesting. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And your grandmother, my mother, she wrote resumes for people.
That's funny. She did.
And that they would come to her home, and she wrote resumes, and she would encourage them to send out 100, at least 100.
I remember this when I was like 7, 8. Mm-hmm. She would do this for people. Yeah.
So I often relate your LinkedIn activities, where you taught people how to develop their LinkedIn profile, because that was a resume, and you encouraged them to connect with a lot of people. I just felt like that you were, you know, following in your grandmother's footsteps.
She was the promoter type as well. She was, wow. Yeah, you're right. Apple does not fall far.
Crazy.
Only in modern day.
Right.
Yeah. Modern day tools. Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what else? What were you going to say?
Well, and then you just kept creating things and had networking events and kept connecting with people. And you were having your own apartment. And so...
You were like, oh, he's got his first apartment. He doesn't need his sister's couch.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So it just kept growing.
Yeah.
And of course, since I was doing your bookkeeping, I was very aware. I saw the numbers. Uh-huh.
You were like, oh. I've always wondered. Now, you don't have to tell me the answer to this if it's confidential. I always wondered how much Dad made in a year for his business. Was there like a – and if I was ever made more than him. Are you allowed to share? You don't have to tell the numbers, but – have I reached a year where I generated more than he did in his best year?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Last question from Caesar. Caesar gets the last question. It'll be about anything.
All right. Oh, man. I would say, just to keep on line with the theme, I do like themes. I do like to package things nicely. I would say, you know, what things have you let go of that used to be routines for you that you felt maybe held you back? Mm. What are the things that you've, I guess, learned over your career, you know, based on trial and error? If there were routines that you tried that didn't work well for you, what were they?
Or even mindsets.
Mindsets, yeah.
Beliefs. Mm. Activities.
I've done a lot with Landmark Education over the years since 1994, and I would say things that I have taken on that make a difference is being responsible for, first of all, recognizing if I'm creating upset within myself or upset within others, recognizing it, committing to like have a promise for myself that I'm not going to upset myself or others. Like it's a promise to not cause upset in myself and others.
So what does that mean to cause upset with yourself?
Well,
feel guilty or upset about something.
Yeah. If you're generating anger or being pissed off, one of the things that I have that comes up in my head oftentimes, when I wake up in the morning, I'm lying there in bed, I will have memories. You know, the brain does what it does, and memories from the past. And they can be unpleasant memories or sad memories or memories of something that happened that I have a regret. So, first of all, I recognize my brain is doing that. And I say, okay, this is doing nothing for me. It's going nowhere. So I just get up out of bed and, you know, just turn that switch off, so to speak. But being responsible for what I'm generating in my own thought. And so one, if it's a negative thing, being responsible for that doesn't serve me, doesn't serve the person that I might be angry with. And then instead generating something that is, you could say positive, or something that is calming, or something that is a request, like having a straight conversation with somebody inside of a request. What else? Yeah, I think the managing what I am generating, managing what my brain is generating, you know, it's these thoughts that occur between your ears, and we can either let them drift through like a cloud and let them pass, or we can dwell on them. And I would say that my ability to be present, aware, and saying, I'm choosing not to dwell in this thought at this moment, and then generating a new thought.
So it's just a matter of telling yourself, I'm not going to dwell. That really helps you from not continuing to dwell on that.
Yes. And so, like, I don't like to watch violent TV, because then I go to bed and then I see those violent images, or I wake up in the morning and I have this violent image memory, and that doesn't serve me, so sure. I don't watch those things.
You are what you consume, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Mm-hmm.
So I don't, since I know that it has that impact on me, then I choose to not allow it to have that impact on me by not having it around me. So who you are is a network of conversations, and that applies not only to the people, but to the media, you know, the TV, the movies, whatever. Mm. So having the ability to choose and recognize the thoughts and manage them and choose to generate something of value versus something that's an upset. Hmm. Or to choose to generate something that's positive or a growing experience for myself or for others. Those are just certainly more enjoyable, and also not dwelling in the past, like totally noticing if I'm dwelling in the past and quickly letting go of that and moving into the present or future.
Powerful. Cool. That's really cool. Powerful.
Well, to close us off, what is 30 seconds of inspiration that you would share with people? If you had anyone listening right now, what would you like to say to them to bring us home?
Definitely create the space that works for you. And allow it, give yourself permission to have people around you who uplift you, inspire you, and cause you to be great.
Mama House.
Mama House in the house.
We appreciate you, Mom. We love you. Thank you.
We love you, Mama House.
Thank you
for coming on and sharing in coffee conversations with us. Thank you for coming to visit. We're excited for when you move here. If you do move here later this year, And thanks for all you do for us, for helping our business thrive.
You're welcome. My privilege.
Any final thoughts for you, Caesar?
No, this has been another powerful Coffee Conversations.
That's it.
I love it.
That's it, guys. I hope you guys enjoy this one. Make sure to let us know. Tag me on Instagram at Lewis Howes and let me know the most helpful part of this conversation for you. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. There you have it. I hope you enjoyed Coffee Conversations. If you like this format, please let me know over on Instagram at Lewis Howes or on Twitter at Lewis Howes if you want more Coffee Conversations. For me, it's fun to kind of do a deep dive, brain dump of behind the scenes of what we're doing with me and Caesar and the team of all the projects, of kind of like the strategy of all that's happening, and to kind of share with you guys some of this stuff, the stuff that we're allowed to share at least, that's not confidential. So if you like this and you want more of it, maybe we'll come on here and do this once a month and really give it to you, because last time we did this, people loved it. They wanted more. So we'll keep doing it if you like it. So again, make sure to share this out on Instagram. Tag me, lewishowes.com/527, and share it over on Twitter, Facebook as well. And let me know what you think. Again, you've got to be obsessed with the business if you want it to be great. You've got to be obsessed with anything if you want it to get great results. What Mark Cuban said at the beginning, don't start a company unless it's an obsession and something you love. If you have an exit strategy, it's not an obsession. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this coffee conversation. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.